Steve, first of all, tell me what your position, what you do for the company.
I'm Associate Director of Business Development.
All right. Well, you gave us a nice overview of BI, and a lot of people may not fully understand all that the company does. Just kind of a synopsis in terms of the various sectors or types of products that you all are involved in.
Beringer Ingelheim is a family-owned company, started back in 1885. The animal health side of the business is actually truly the tip of the dog's tail, if you will. Mm-hmm. The main business of the company is human pharmaceuticals. Beringer is the largest privately held human pharmaceutical company in the world, mm-hmm. with annual sales in 2008 of approximately $17 billion U.S. dollars. And that's divided into a couple. The lion's share of that is human pharmaceuticals, drugs, you know, human drugs, if you will. There's also a over-the-counter business for products like Ducalax and Zyrtec, for example, are part of the OTC business, if you will. There's also an active pharmaceutical ingredient, a API manufacturing facility. There's also a sterile fill facility in Bedford, Ohio, and there's also a generic drug manufacturing house in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Roxanne. So those businesses together, along with animal health, make up the $17 billion. And again, now with the Fort Dodge acquisition, our expected revenues probably in animal health will be in the billion-dollar range.
So I think the acquisition kind of answers this question, but when it comes to commitment to animal health, as you said, obviously not the biggest chunk of what this company does, but describe how you would characterize BI's commitment to animal health.
You know, again, one of the advantages in my mind of being a family-owned company, most animal health companies that have a human pharma parent constantly are wondering, what's the commitment? We know we're a small piece of the pie. That's certainly true at BI in terms of being a smaller piece of the business, but the family has an interest, historically has had an interest and commitment, likes the animal health business. They're animal owners. Fortunately, the animal health business is at Beringer is profitable and doing well, but it goes beyond that. It goes to a family commitment to wanting to be in the animal health business.
I heard an interesting question that was in terms of the economic situation we've had here in the United States especially, what sort of impact has that had on a company like BI throughout it, including the animal health area?
For the total company, I can't speak really to the human side. The issues on the human health side probably have more to do with what drugs are coming off patent and when and things of that nature. Knock on wood, the animal health business for Beringer in this time has continued to grow. All of our segments, all of our species and products have continued to grow and be on budget. I think that's a combination of having the right products at the right time, and we're often in categories of health care that I think are perhaps a little more resistant to fluctuations in the economy. For example, treatment of heart failure in dogs or diabetes in cats, things of that nature. It perhaps is a little more resilient to up and down changes in the economy.
So with this acquisition with Fort Dodge, what is most exciting to you in terms of new business development in the animal health area?
Well, I think there's a lot going on, as you can imagine, and our biggest challenge, of course, is to integrate the businesses and have it be seamless, if you will, so that we can, you know, go forward and continue to supply innovative products. I think the challenge to the company will be to realize that, you know, we can't rest on our laurels. We've gotten bigger in a fairly quick step here with established products, but along with those also came some pipeline products, more dollars, if you will, available to spend on R&D. So I'm really enthused that as we go forward, we will continue to look for new products, new technologies, and things that will fuel the business for the years to come.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Steve, for talking with me here at your Ag Media Day, and thanks for inviting us in.
Thanks so much.
I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.